Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Solo, a Star Wars story, takes us back to the halcyon days of Hollywood science fiction filmmaking. You know, the days when characters, stories, and plot development meant something. Solo tells a story of young Han Solo, played with astonishing alacrity by handsome and fresh-faced Alden Ehrenreich, and how he met his compatriots Chewbacca, played by Junis Sutamo, and Lando Calrissian, the wonderful and compelling Donald Glover of Black Panther movie and Childish Gambino music video fame. Director Ron Howard and screenwriters Lawrence Kasdan and his son Jonathan Kasdan make all the right moves in Solo, in story, dialogue, and production design. The characters are based on those created by George Lucas, Star Wars writer-director. Lawrence Kasdan knows the Star Wars canon well, having co-written The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and The Force Awakens. Solo has a well-worn look in the world it creates, the Millennium Falcon exteriors, interiors, and the gadgets and devices. Essentially, we're seeing a 1970s concept of the future. It's like Back to the Future. Call it Back to the Star Wars. Solo stokes the romance between Han Solo and Kira, played by the extraordinary and superb Emilia Clarke of HBO's Game of Thrones. Their on-screen chemistry shoots off more sparks than the fiery exhaust of Han Solo's M68 landspeeder. Fine and supporting roles are Woody Harrelson as Beckett, a cruel henchman with a heart of gold, as in money, Paul Bettany, Dryden Voss, an even crueler arch-villain, Aaron Kellyman as Enfys Nest, an early supporter of the Rebellion, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who voices L337, one of the most amazingly realized robot characters ever. Solo is second in the anthology series. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, released in 2016, was the first. Solo feels fresh and new, almost as new as the first Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, released way back in 1977, May 25th to be exact, the same date that Solo was released in 2018. It's some 41 years ago when Harrison Ford first starred as Han Solo. Solo, a Star Wars story, is fun, constantly entertaining, and one of the most satisfying in the ever-expanding Star Wars universe. Solo, a Star Wars story, is MPAA rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi action violence. Opening June 8 are Ocean's 8. Gary Ross directs Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, and Olivia Munn in the crime caper comedy. Debbie Ocean and her female con artist plan a heist at New York City's annual Met Gala. Won't You Be My Neighbor? Morgan Neville directs a documentary biography about children's television show star Fred Rogers. Hearts Beat Loud. Brett Haley directs Nick Offerman, Kiersey Clemons, Ted Danson, and Toni Collette in the music drama. A father and daughter write songs during the summer before she attends college. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.